But after making the move, Dorothy Miller said her husband stopped his routine of calling her every day. He also stopped making even infrequent visits home, and she had no idea where he was. She said years of building suspicion finally got to her, and she began making calls. First, she said, the CIA told her David Miller was not an employee, freelance, or otherwise. Next, calls to Chamber of Commerce officials in the Valley revealed that her husband had been active in the area until only a few months earlier, until he had gotten married. "I thought, that's funny, since I already am his wife," Dorothy Miller said. "But nobody knew about me there. They thought I was a crazy woman." Dorothy Miller said that when her husband did finally telephone her in midsummer, she confronted him, and he admitted that he had remarried. She said she cut off all communication with him and asked the police in Belle Vernon to investigate. Meantime, David Miller had taken his new wife and her parents to Europe in June, despite his financial burdens. It is unclear how he paid for the trip. Vince Bertolini, also a former United Chambers of Commerce president who had worked with Miller, said he happened to run into his old friend, June 26th, in the lobby of a hotel in Rome. "It was very strange," Bertolini said. "He told me he was representing the Kuwaiti government, resolving issues from the Persian Gulf War. It was kind of off the wall." Bertolini said Miller also acknowledged that he was having financial difficulties, and said the experience taught him that you really know who your friends are. After returning from Europe, the marriage of David and Jane Miller foundered. Police said the two separated after repeated fights, and each sought restraining orders against the other. Jane Miller said in court documents that her husband had repeatedly threatened to kill her. Suspicious of her husband's dealings and debts, Jane Miller next hired private detective Bob Brown to make inquiries. Bob said Jane Miller told him her husband had claimed to be a tax attorney in California who moved to Florida to work at Disney World. Brown made routine computer checks and found David Miller's name linked with the name Dorothy Miller on car and house titles and tax rolls. He found no record of the couple being divorced. "I told Jane that it looked like this guy already had a wife," Brown said. "It looks like he had two houses, one here, one in California. He'd evidently been commuting back and forth between wives." Using Brown's information and old phone records left behind by her husband, Jane Miller tracked down Dorothy Miller in Pennsylvania, and the two confirmed each other's existence. Dorothy Miller said Jane Miller told her that she was determined to confront their shared husband and expose him by going to the media with the story of the high-profile bigamist. "I told her he was dangerous and warned her to stay away from him," Dorothy Miller said. Brown said he gave his client the same warning, and her friend Bowen sent her a plane ticket so that she could move back to California. But Jane Miller would never take the flight. On September 15th, according to Sanford police records, Jane Miller called her husband and told him she was removing his property from a self-storage locker and that he would have to come and pick it up. Brown believes his client planned to empty her husband's property out of the locker and then leave before he arrived. She may also have felt less fear of her husband because a month earlier she had insisted that he turn a handgun he owned over to police for safekeeping, and he had agreed to do so.